We're looking at Surah Qaf, which is the 50th Surah of the Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what will happen on the Day of Qiyamah, the events that will transpire, and how things will unfold for the believers and the unbelievers. And after mentioning that, which is a great favor, Allah then warns us about how many generations before have been destroyed, and what was the end result of all of their disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to mention other proofs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. And after mentioning that, Allah says, "Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana law qalb." In this there is a dhikra, an admonition, time for contemplation, for those who have a heart who listens attentively. So what we understand from this verse is that there's a difference between hearing things and listening attentively. These days we hear lots of things, but do we really listen attentively? Listen with the intention of taking heed. That seems to be absent. We seem to be preoccupied too much with too many things at the same time, and therefore we don't take heed of what is happening around us. We don't listen attentively and reflect. There's so little time for reflection these days. And that is what the Quran invites us to ponder, to reflect, to let these incidents that have been narrated be a form of admonition to soften the heart so that you may gain advice from it. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created the heavens and the earth and what lies beneath it in between 2 and 6 days. And this did not weigh upon us. It did not make us weary. It did not make us tired. Allah created, and this is a rebuttal to the people of the book, the Christians who say that Allah rested on the 7th or the 8th day. Allah says that we do not get tired from this, that we needed to rest. Allah is ever in control. He is Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, the ever-living, the one who controls everything all the time. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُبٍ فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Nabi Salsam is then told that remain patient. They're making all sorts of accusations, but you remain patient on what they say, and you continue making the tasbih of Allah. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. Make the tasbih of Allah before sunrise and before sunset. So these are moments of ibadah, the moments before sunrise and the moment before sunset. It is imperative, this verb that is given as a command, and that is why we need to take our time daily to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before sunrise, and the tasbih the other time is after Asr. And it's for that reason that we recite the tasbih Fatimi in the after the Fajr Salah as well as the Asr Salah. It is generally recited in the masjid, so there is the environment and people respond to that. However, sometimes it may be that a lady recites, performs the salah at home. Make it your habit to make the tasbih Fatimi the 34 times. You make it a habit to read it after the Asr and Fajr Salah. Nabi Salasim said, "إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ لَا تُغْلَبُوا عَلَى صَلَاتٍ قَبْلَ تُلُوِ الشَّمْسَ قَبْلَ غُرُوبِيَا." If you can avoid missing the Salah before the sunrise and before sunset, that is Asr and Fajr, then do so, meaning do not miss that. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِيَا. We are told in the hadith that if you recite in the morning and evening subhanAllah 100 times, no one will bring on the day of Qiyamah a more virtuous act than that, except those who recite the same tasbih in the same number or even more than that. And there's another narration which says that whoever recites subhanAllah wa bihamdi 100 times in the day, sins are forgiven, even though they may be more than the waves of the ocean. We need to make it a regular habit. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَّبِّحْ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. And in the portion of the night to glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after prostration. So these are the times of the remembrance of Allah, supplication, acts of worship are quickly accepted during the time. It is gauged from the narrations that initially only three salahs were incumbent on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fajr Salah, Asr and Tahajjud Salah. So these times hold special merit and honor. And these times should be filled with salah, remembrance, supplication, and acts of worship. Hadith says, Alaykum bil ghuduwati, or ghadwati, or rawhati, wa shaymin ad-duljah. Give preference, attention to the morning, afternoon, and a portion of the night. These are special moments that we need to have set out for our acts of worship. Wadbar sujood, and at the end of prostration, the ulama say that the sujood refers to the five obligatory salahs, and according to other ulama, it refers to the tasbih fatimi, where you say 33 times, subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar, and the 34th time, or the one time to complete it, you say, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa al-hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There is no deity except Allah. He is alone. He has no partner. For Him is kingdom. For Him is praise. And He has power over everything. If you say this, your sins will be forgiven. So, Adbar al-Sujood, at the end of your prostration, it may refer to the Fard Salah, or it may refer to the Nafil Salah. Both may be intended. Then going further, Allah instructs man by saying, وَاسْتَمِعْ يَوْمَ يُنَادِي الْمُنَادِي مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. Listen for the day when the caller will call from any place. It is said that the trumpet will be blown from the dome of the rock in Jerusalem. And therefore, it is therefore referred to as being near Masjid al-Aqsa and then Qarib. It could also seem to be close from all places, that everywhere will yield the same. Other than the blowing of the trumpet, other announcements from Allah will also be made on that day. So there will be various announcements that will be made on that day when man will hear يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ, the day when he will hear the cry in reality. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, that will be the day of resurrection. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْي وَنُمِيتُ وَإِلَيْنَا الْمَصِيرُ. Allah says that it is us who give life and cause death, and to us is the return. Life and death are all in the hands of Allah. And eventually everyone will return to Allah. And no one will escape. On that day, يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ عَنْهُمْ سِرَاهُ. The day when the earth will rend asunder. ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. This is a gathering that is easy for us. For Allah to bring man back to life and to gather man, that is nothing difficult. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ مَا يَقُولُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we know well what you say, or what they say. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلِمْ بِالْجَبَّارِ. And O Muhammad, you are not one to compel them. You cannot force them. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدِ. And so give advice through the Quran to those who fear my warning. These are vivid scenes of Qiyamah that are depicted, that are outlined for us in the surah. The manner in which mankind will be resurrected. The earth will burst open. Everyone will be brought up and they will be hurrying around. And they will be hurrying towards, according to the narrations, towards Syria. Israfil, Al-Islam, will stand on the dome of the rock, as we indicated, and he will call or make a call on the day of judgment. It is narrated in Jami Tirmidhi from Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Hayda radiallahu anhu, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed towards Syria and he said, min hauna ila hauna tuhsharuna rukbanan wa mushatan wa tujarruna ala wujuhikum yawm al-qiyamah. From here towards, and Nabi Sallallahu pointed towards Syria and he said, you'll be raised, some riding and others on foot, and then others will be dragging on their faces on the day of Qiyamah. That is how mankind will be resurrected. So our tafsir of the Quran, the verses that we share, that we translate with you, that we reflect with you, that all falls in the ambit of fadhakir bil Quran, advise through the Quran. This means that the message of the Quran is to be conveyed to the entire mankind, to all and sundry. The message is not for an elite few or just for some people. The message of the Quran is for everyone. But who are those who will take heed? Those who fear and dread the torment will remember and heed. There is no compulsion when conveying the message. Those who want to reject it, they can do it. Those who want to utter absurd things, they continue doing so. Allah says, we know what they're saying, we know what they're doing. Whatever Allah, it's not your duty to make them accept. You can't force them. And there is no compulsion in deen. La ikraha fi deen. You can't force a person to accept the deen of Islam. But what you can do, and what you need to pay attention towards is reciting the Quran, advising those who believe in Allah, presenting admonishments to them, and those who want to reject, they will continue rejecting. And when we are told that it is those who fear the promise of Allah, they are the ones who will take the advice of the Quran, we need to immediately make the dua. Allahumma ja'alna mimman yakhafu wa'idak wa yarju ma'udak ya barru ya rahimu. Ya barru ya rahimu. Allah, make us from those who fear your threat and have hope in your promise. O Allah, O the one who fulfills his promises, O the most merciful. That brings us up to verse number 45 of Surah Al-Qaf, which is in the 26th juz of the Noble Quran. So this surah, when we look at what is covered in the surah commences with the fundamental issues which the Quraysh, the unbelievers, rejected when they were completely astounded. That is the issue of life after death and resurrection, destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath on various things, outlining that to them. The surah then directs the attention of the mushrikeen, those who reject resurrection, towards the great power of Allah, which is displayed on the surface of the universe, in the heavens and the earth, in the water and the plants, in the fruit and in the fodder, in the date palms and the crops. These are all absolute proofs of the existence of an all-powerful Almighty. The surah goes on to speak about the rejectors from the nations of the past and the various types of torments and punishments which descended upon them. Severe warnings are issued in the surah to the unbelievers. The surah then speaks about the pangs of death, the terror of resurrection, the terrifying scenes of accounting of deeds, and the numerous terrors and torments which a criminal will experience on the day of difficulty, indeed a difficult day. And then the surah concludes by talking about that cry that will be issued, the true cry, the cry which will make people come forth from their graves like scattered locusts. They will be herded for the reckoning and recompense. Not a single one of them will remain concealed from Allah. They will all be in front of Allah, and this is a confirmation, an affirmation of what will transpire on the day of Qiyamah. That's an overview of Surah Qaf, the 50th surah in the Noble Quran, which has 45 verses and 3 sections.